Right now, you might be hearing this behind me here at the mic. We've got a very vocal cat here in the studio for this week's round of Adopt a Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. Adopt a Pet is made possible by Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental, two great businesses up in Hillsboro that are excited to help local organizations take care of homeless pets and find them permanent homes. State Farm agent Annie Burton loves all things local, restaurants, people, local businesses, local animal rescue organizations, too. Head online and visit myagentknows.com to learn more about Annie and her team. They're all experts in auto, home, life insurance, and pet insurance, too. Eve is the name of the cat you're hearing behind me, and Katie Poitras joins us now from the Cattails Cat Cafe, where Eve is a very happy resident. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. CattailsCatCafe.com is the website. Go there and find out more and set up an appointment to head downtown West Franklin Street and check out Eve and all of the other amazing cats they've got there. So tell us about Eve. She's great.
She is great, isn't she?
Yeah.
She is a ton of fun and the kind of cat we love to have at the Cat Cafe. Just really outgoing, very vocal, as you've heard, and also just super cute and very loving and wants to be the center of attention all the time.
And we'll make sure that she is, yeah. Super friendly. You said fearless, and that's been true. Like, you let her out of the carrier, and she's just been exploring all over the room.
She's done 100 laps around the studio already.
Finding a new thing every single time. What does she look like?
So Eve is really neat looking. She's what we call a tabico, which is kind of a calico tabby mix. So she's got the little stripies like a brown or black tabby, but with lots of spots of orange. So she's really unique coloring, super cute. My favorite marking on her is she has this little black marking kind of under one of her big teeth, and so it makes her look like she's got a permanent snaggle tooth.
She's got like big striking eyes too, right?
Yeah, she's just really beautiful. I bet she knows it. She's pretty confident.
What does she like to do? What are her favorite toys?
She honestly just loves attention. You saw her a second ago rubbing her face all over my face and just wants to sit on top of you and, you know, drape herself across your shoulders. She does love to play. She does like to be the center of attention. So she does great with the other cats that are confident. A real shy, timid cat, she probably would run all over. But she would do great with a confident cat. Probably awesome with some good dogs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah,
she seems like a dog
energy.
Cat. Yeah.
And then, of course, kids she would adore.
Yep.
She'd probably be fine with as an only cat, too, as long as she was getting plenty of enrichment and attention.
Right.
And somebody to get some of that energy out.
How old is she? She's got to be
10 months.
I was going to say about a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thereabouts. Yep. All right. How did she come to you?
She came from the Goat House Refuge,
right.
And then she was in one of our wonderful fosters with another cat named Clementine, who is not her sister, but oddly enough looks just like her with that really unique coloring. And they do really well together, so they could be a pair if somebody is looking for a fabulous pair of females. But like I said, they're not particularly bonded, but she does like a lot of activity.
Eve is in the danger zone right now, like walking along the soundboard, walking along like right next to the computer that controls all of the sound that goes out on the air. Like, you're going to hit one button and we're going to start playing U2 and it's going to be all your fault. Oh, man. So speaking with Katie Poitras, Cattails Cat Cafe, CattailsCatCafe.com is the website for more information about Eve and the other dozen cats they've got over at the cafe on West Franklin Street. You can learn more about all of them, adopt them all, make an appointment to go out and visit. Always a lot of fun. And you just celebrated an anniversary, too, right?
We did yesterday on Valentine's Day. We opened on Valentine's Day of 2019, so I say we had one full year without a pandemic, and then 2 years in a pandemic, but
yep.
Very grateful to be here, to be continuing the work that we're doing. We've done 377 adoptions. Eve is now on my shoulder.
Eve is crawling up on top of your shoulder, yep. Wait,
and,
377 adoptions?
Makes it super rewarding. I mean, how can you beat it?
That's really cool. Did you say 377 adoptions? That's so cool.
Wild?
Oh, man. Just think about it, all of the great work that you've done in 3 years, and the families that you've made richer, and the cats that you've helped. It's got to be super rewarding.
It really is. And I mean, when I tell you that we are crazy about every single cat that comes through there, we really fall in love with them. And you know, at the beginning when we first opened, I did a lot of crying of happy tears, but now I've realized it's just so rewarding. It feels so good to help these little cats find their homes, and there's really nothing better. So, it's I can't believe it's been 3 years.
Well, Eve is our pet of the week this week, and she's amazing. We're going to have photos of her up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Bark Report in the Town Square section. We'll have photos of her up on social media as well. And again, you can head to cattailscatcafe.com for pictures of Eve, pictures of all of the other cats. Schedule an appointment to head to the cafe on West Franklin Street and meet them, and maybe adopt one for yourself and your family. Other things happening at the cafe that folks should do?
I just want to mention that we have been filling up so fast. I mean, it's not unusual for us to be a week and a half out, and our weekends book up several weeks out. So do try to schedule in advance. If you're someone who's actively looking to adopt and you can't get an appointment, please reach out. We will do our best to accommodate you and get you in there, because of course that's our goal, is to get these kitties adopted. So don't hesitate to reach out if you're an adopter.
Cattailscatcafe.com is the website. Go there and find out more. And again, we'll have photos of Eve up on our website, chapelboro.com, and on social media with us, so you can check that out as well. Katie Poitras, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having us.
And thanks again to Annie Burton State Farm and Inner River Dental for making Adopt-A-Pet possible. Both of those women-owned Hillsborough businesses run by pet lovers who are thrilled to help animals find loving forever homes. Dr. Sharon Lau and Dr. Caroline Latta from Inner River Dental are huge animal lovers, more than 10 pets between them, so they really want you to adopt today's furry friend. Read more about their practice and book an appointment online by visiting InnoRiverDental.com.